This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. It's time for the Rutherford Home Show with your host, Dean Higley of South Branch Nursery, and Dave Gober with FNB Mortgage. A focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling and improving your home's value. You'll get the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market, helpful lawn and garden tips, plus much more. Now, the host of Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober and Dean Higby.
Thank you for joining us on the Rutherford Home Show here on WGNS in Murfreesboro off the square here on this nice Saturday afternoon. Dave, how are you doing this week? Is everything going good?
Dean, I'm doing great. Trying to stay afloat on the business side of things. We've been blessed at the bank and at the mortgage department. We've got several new applications, people out looking for homes. The rates are very low. I meet a lot of great people during my time taking these applications because you get to really know about somebody. And, you know, that's probably the reason why I got in the job is to, I enjoyed what I do. I really, really do. And you meet a new, different person all the time. And, later in this show, I'm going to give you a great story and one of the best applications that I've ever taken in the mortgage business. So I want to give a shout out to, the people that are listening about interest rates. They're still low. We do see the inventory is going down a whole lot very fast. If you're in a price range of about $200,000 or so, you're probably, or below. That those houses are moving very, very fast. So, one of the questions this week was asked, is this a buyer's market or a seller's market? And I think it's a little bit of both right now. I think we're in a transition period. So I think it's a little bit of both. It just depends on the, I think you're more in a seller's market. You're getting more in a seller's market when you're below the 200,000 mark, because those are the highest homes in demand. So when there's less inventory, then the seller has a little more control.
Yeah, it is a supply and demand, as we know, and we talk about this many times every week, is, when we went through the economic period downturn over the last several years, a lot of development stopped. So what we have is a combination of things of supply and demand. That's for builders and developers having the lots that are ready to build on, ready to go. There's a lot of things in the works where a lot of out-of-town companies coming into this area because it's so business friendly and we're growing so fast. So it's a supply and demand. But some of the challenges I hear from on builders is the increasing cost, like lumber, is spiked up like 25%. So these lots that have been sitting vacant that the banks have owned, they've sold most of those off. A lot of builders were able to get good deals on that, transpire that over to the consumer, and those are pretty much gone now. So prices are going to go up on housing. That's new home housing and existing home housing. So it's good for the people who have been maybe sitting on their house and needing
waiting for
the right time. And if people said, is this the right time? I'd say certainly so.
It's the best time in 6 years.
Now, will next year be a better time? Maybe so.
Yeah, but you can't.
Who knows?
You get greedy, you miss the boat.
That's right. But this is the Rutherford Home Show. And what we do is we focus on Rutherford County. We focus on your home, your buying, selling, doing, getting your credit ready to make the biggest purchase of most people's lives is your home. I'm Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery. I kind of dig in the dirt. And Dave Gober with F&B Mortgage. He does all the paper pushing and phone calling and things like that. So we come together to bring a wealth of knowledge of
and a well-rounded both, show. You know,
and yeah, both
you get the inside guy and you get the outside guy.
Yep. And we've had many guests on this show over the years, and we try to continue to bring new faces in, and I guess in radio it would be new voices, wouldn't it, Dave?
It would be.
And right now there's a lot of things going on in our country that have people wondering. We don't like to go political with this show by any means, but you know, it is good to stop. We do a lot of things like the Soldier's Friend,
Soldier's Child,
I'm sorry, and the 9/11 Memorial. You know, we try to give back as much as we can, and we've got some real interesting things coming up with this show, and a real hero that we're proud to have on this show. There's, you know, I lost both my grandfathers to World War II, and my dad never met his dad. My mom never met her dad because they gave their life fighting for our country. And we've just got a remarkable guest we're going to introduce here in a few minutes. And how did we come across this guest, Dave?
Well, you know, like I said, I meet many interesting people throughout my career, and I get a lot of calls from agents that are trying to help people get into homes. And I got a call from one of my trusted real estate agents, and they called and said, "Hey, can you meet with this person in like 45 minutes, I think it was. And usually I'm pretty busy, and I've got appointments set up, lined up one after the other. And I decided that, you know what, I'm going to take the time. And I didn't know what treasure lied beneath that when I accepted that application appointment. So I juggled my schedule and said, yeah, I'll take care of them, because they were in person. And I always like to, if people are in person and ready to move, I like that. So I said, yeah, bring them on. And then I had the privilege of meeting a man that I felt like the minute he walked in, it was like reconnecting with my grandfather, who was also World War II. So I was just, you know, I couldn't believe it. I was, you know, you hear about the stories, you know, but they're and you just know that those guys, there's not many of them left around. And I felt like that it was the best person I could ever meet. It was better than meeting a movie star or you know, anything. It was a chance for me to kind of reconnect with like a time when I used to ask my granddad before he passed about his experiences in World War II. I know that we used to go hunting in Alabama, and he had an old World War II Jeep that he had kept, or he got, and we used to go hunting in that thing, and he would tell stories. So, having said all that, we've got a true American hero on our show today, Norm Elzear, and we're just proud to have him. How you doing, Norm?
Well, doing pretty good for an old man.
Well,
you're looking fabulous.
Well, 89 years old's getting up there.
Well, I hope I'm afforded the same abilities that when I get your age.
You probably will.
Yeah, I hope so. Maybe all that digging in the dirt will pay off, huh? Well, Norm, as I said, Dave, when he called me the other day, he was like a kid in a candy shop, going, "I've got the best mortgage application ever." And he started telling me about it, and I, without hesitation, said, definitely, let's get him on the show, and let's hear you know, some of the things that you went through as a young man growing up. And I guess too, one of the big questions would be, you know, and what would be your opinion of kind of how things are now versus then, you know, with what all's going on. I don't want to, you know, bring up really the, you know, the Boston bombing or anything like that, but more so of just, I guess, morality of people today, the difference of hard work ethic, I guess you would say.
Well, it seems to me that the work ethic is a thing of the past, for one thing, and I think morality is beginning to be a thing of the past. I don't like what they're teaching kids in the school today, for one thing, and it just doesn't make sense to me. Years ago, things were a lot different than they are today. People took care of one another, and today it's everybody for himself.
Yeah, it does seem to be that way, but, you know, I try to instill in my kids that, you know, listen, we can only do what we can do, and all it takes, you know, is sometimes one person doing a kind gesture to get someone else to do that. So, you know, our country's been through a lot of stuff in the past, and we come out seems to be on top more so than on the bottom. So maybe maybe there's hope, huh?
Well, what bothers me is 50 million people on food stamps tells me that people don't want to work. And that's bad. That's bad. This country was made great by people working hard. Our ancestors worked and worked. And, they failed, and then they come up, pull themselves right up, and went at it again. That's what made us great. That's not going on today.
I agree with that.
Well, Norm, will you take us back to the days of maybe pre-war and kind of your story of how you were able to get into the military?
Well, I got out of school in 1941. The jobs at that time were almost non-existent. I worked on a railroad track as what they called a Gandy dancer, pounding rocks under railroad ties. And I did that from the time I graduated in June until winter. And then the war broke. All of the kids in my small town of Asheville, Ohio, went up to Cleveland, Ohio, and got jobs in the defense plant. And I worked making valves for the airplanes and also valves for Navy. And one by one, the guys around me were disappearing. And so I decided I'd like to get into the Air Force. So I went down and enlisted in the Air Force. I wanted to be a fighter pilot. Well, they give you a mental exam, and then after that, he says, go through that door. And I went through that door. There was an eye chart, and that was the end of me. They said, you can't get in the Air Force. So I went back to work. Well, a couple months later, I says, well, I'll go join the Air Force. I don't care where, just as long as I get in there, and I did. And I went down in December. Well, in fact, I went down on D-Day, or not D-Day, but December 7th. And I actually enlisted, according to the Air Force, on the 8th of December. And I went into the Air Force, went down to Miami Beach, took basic training, and met a kid that we were chummed up with. And we decided we were going to try to be gunners. And lo and behold, the next day when we were lined up for roll call, they said, you guys are all going to be gunners. We didn't even have to ask. And off we went to gunnery school.
Well, can I ask you a question of, you know, what at that time, you know, we were just talking about a second ago how things are different now. But, you know, what was the driving force that made you want to be? I hear so many veterans say that they wanted to get in there and participate.
It wasn't a matter of participating. I felt that every able-bodied person should go fight for their country. That's why I went.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened with my grandfather's also. And so that being said, did you what type of training did you have?
Well, we took our basic at Miami Beach, and then we went up to a place in Panama City, Florida, where we had classwork for gunnery. We had for one thing, we had to learn to identify airplanes, all different airplanes, and they would flash them on a screen in 1/100th of a second, and you had to identify the aircraft. And then also another thing, of course, we were going to use 50 caliber machine guns, so we had to learn how to take a 50 caliber machine gun apart and put it back together blindfolded, and I could do it in 30 seconds.
Wow, that's awesome. We're going to take our first break, and this was what a great show. Please stay tuned, and we're going to be right back. You're listening to the Rutherford Holmes Show on WGNS.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home, filled with children's laughter, or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new. And know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
This is Rovin here for All Time Exterminating. We're locally owned by Tim Holder and Randy Bivens, and at All Time, we take care of all of your pest control and termite needs. We also handle moisture-related issues under crawl spaces. The staff here at All Time would like to thank everyone who has used our services and told others about us. Since opening in December of 2006, we have grown from 3 employees to 14 employees because of you. With springtime right around the corner and concerns about termites, wet crawl spaces, and all kinds of creepy crawlies, All Time is offering a 10% discount on all initial services and free inspections and free second opinions. Just call All Time at 615-848-0021 and mention this ad. That's 615-848-0021.
Farrah Construction Company is a family business that has a long record of offering help when you need it the most.
In fact, Farrah Construction has been making victims of fire, wind, and water damage whole again, whether it's at their home or business.
Farrah Construction is a family business. I'm Chuck Farrah.
And I'm Carol Farrah. Call 893-6120 anytime, day or night.
For almost 60 years, our family at Farrah Construction have been helping when disaster hits. Call 893-6120 for help when you need it the most.
As corporations merge, consolidate, and downsize, employees often face tough decisions about what to do with their pensions or 401ks. The choice you make can have serious implications on your retirement savings and the kind of retirement lifestyle you are able to lead. To stay on track and to potentially benefit from a variety of investment choices, an IRA rollover might be the right option. At Fortress Wealth Management, a registered financial consultant, Trevor Skipper, is able to help you select investment options when you are faced with early retirement, changing jobs, or losing a job, or any other lifestyle changes that warrant a review of your investment strategy. You can reach Trevor Skipper at 225-8149 or stop by any branch to set up a free no-obligation appointment.
Securities and insurance products are not FDIC or NCUA insured, not bank or credit union guaranteed, may lose value, not insured by any federal government agency, and not a bank or credit union deposit. Securities and insurance products offered by LPL Financial and its affiliates, member FINRA SIPC. LPL Financial and Fortress Wealth Management are independent entities.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoken Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilcox, Murfreesboro Executive Vice President for First National Bank, Murfreesboro, located at 1708 Gateway Boulevard, just off Medical Center Parkway and across from the new hospital. Interest rates on loans have never been better, and now is the time to discuss your personal or business financial needs with our local and experienced staff. Collectively, we have over 118 years banking experience at the Murfreesboro branch. Our bankers are well-versed in all areas of lending, and decisions are made locally, as you would expect from a true community bank. Now is the time to come see us and experience the difference, whether you're considering a construction loan for that new home, new equipment to help your business expand, or perhaps a new or expanded building for your enterprise. First National Bank will work hard to meet your needs, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming live at WGNSradio.com with your hosts, Dave Gober and Dean Higby.
All right. Thanks for joining us here back on the Rutherford Home Show today. We've got a great guest here. We're sitting with us, true American hero, Norm. And I'm sorry, please pronounce your last name.
Elzier.
Elzier. Norm Elzier. And then where's your ancestry from?
Lebanese.
Lebanese. What about that? Well, Norman, we were talking kind of about your basic training and the things that you had to do. How in that time period getting into action, what was that time period?
Well, it took quite a while because after we went to the classroom study, then we had to go up to Apalachicola, Florida, where we took aerial gunnery training, and we flew in AT-6s. And one plane would tow a target, and we would be in the other with a 30 caliber machine gun and shooting at that target. And they had the bullets were painted colors, and they could tell who shot what ammunition, and then they would count them up. And then from there, they sent us off to mechanic school in Shepherd Field, Texas. Was there for, I think it was close to 9 months. And then from there, they went to and sent us to a gunnery school again. It was strictly like shooting a 50 caliber at a moving target way downrange. And then from there, we went to California, where we joined our bomber crew.
Okay. And so you were basically on, B-52?
No, B-24. Yep.
And
the Liberator.
So the Liberator?
That's what they called it.
Okay. So when you shipped out to go to action, what was that like?
Well, it wasn't too good. The planes were all brand new planes, and they were supposed to fly over to Italy. The trouble was the ground officers decided they were going to fly too. So out of the six gunners, two of us had to go by boat, and we drew straws. And I was fortunate enough to draw one of the boat straws. And we were, I forgot the other guy with me. But anyway, we went to Norfolk, Virginia. And we stayed there for a couple of weeks before we could get on a boat. And we got on a troop carrier called a General Mann, and took 9 days to go across the Atlantic. And it was storm almost all the time. And in fact, I came off the boat in a stretcher because I was standing watch on deck three times a day, and in the storm, the water come right up over the top of the boat. It was a huge boat, and I got sick.
I can't imagine. Anytime I've been deep sea fishing, I've been the one that says, please turn around when you get about 2 miles out. I can't imagine going all the way across the ocean.
Norm, tell me a little bit about, we had talked a lot during the application. I know we took a little bit longer, but I was so, excited just to know some history from your side. Tell me a little bit about things you had told me, like you'd go on so many missions and then how you get reward, or how many missions a day you'd go on, and how you would, you know.
Well, we didn't go on more than one a day because our average mission was 7 hours.
Okay.
We were on oxygen 7 hours at times. They were long, long hauls. We did, there were six gunners on the plane. When we flew, I think it was four missions, they give us a fifth of whiskey. That's for the whole six, not a piece. We saved them up. And after we flew so many times, they sent us to the Isle of Capri for a week's rest, and that's where we took all our booze. And I guess I was a little tipsy for all 7 days we was there.
Hey, after all that, I mean, man's got to get away for...
Well, you know, Norm, I mean, every time you got in that plane, you didn't know if that was your first time or your last time.
Oh, that's for sure. That's for sure. Yeah, it got pretty hot at times.
So when you, let's say, how many missions would you say you completed?
21.
Wow.
Not 21, but after we come back from the Isle of Capri, we flew three straight days in a row. And the third day, we got shot down. That was 21.
And when after you were shot down, how long did it take for you to find safety?
Well, we bailed out over Yugoslavia, and fortunately, it was German-held at the time, but fortunately, we landed in friendly areas, the Chetnik people there, the Serbians. They took care of us, and we would be warned in advance. They usually would have like 20 minutes notice that the Germans were on our tail, and they would take off. We had a lieutenant in the King's Army that was in charge of my crew. And he would take us, you know, away from wherever we had to go. There was one time we walked for 48 hours. We just kept going and going and going. But it kept us safe.
As far as food and water and
food was
like
scarce.
That?
Food was scarce. The Germans would come into these villages and take their food. And like we would go to one village, maybe to 10 or 12 homes, and we would have beans to eat twice a day for 2 weeks. Another village would be potatoes. Well, I ended up at Yellow Jaundice because I guess it was because we didn't get, you know, the right food. But that's one of those things. The people did the best they could for us.
Well, see, you know, that's I hear a lot of people today say, you know, I think the end of time's coming. Times are so bad. And I look back and think, if anyone ever thought maybe the end of time was nearing, wouldn't it have been those times? that you would have had? Because, I mean, the whole world is at war and chaos. And, you know, we don't have the things like today of where someone's in the military and they can have a device, a mobile device, and contact someone back in the States. I mean, you would rely, your relatives wouldn't hear from you. I mean,
what they called a V-mail. And then if you wanted to write a letter home, they call it a V-mail.
V-mail instead of an email, huh?
Yeah. You write your letter, then an officer would take it, and he'd go over it. And if he thought there was stuff in there that shouldn't be said, he would cut it out. And sometimes your letter would get home, and we'd be nothing but holes.
Right.
Now, just for an example, I wrote to my sister. I didn't have any parents. I wrote to my sister that we had a half of a barrel cut in half and a gas tank outside with a line down into the tent, and we burned gas to cook eggs on. They cut that out. I don't know why, but they cut it out.
Maybe they didn't want the conditions to be to seem as bad, maybe to keep people from enlisting or something. Huh? Yeah. Well, so when you went into the war, at what stage? Was it the beginning, the middle, close to the end?
Well, it was close to the beginning.
Close to the beginning.
December 7th.
And, you know, that's
a year later.
That's also my dad's birthday.
It was a year later.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Norm. I know that you put a lot of heart and soul in defending our country and effort, and you know, having you here, you know, and seeing you in such good health and just alert and the great memories. We're blessed to have you on the show, first of all. But the most important thing about you, when you were in those moments of you know, testing you and being the young man you were, what kept you going? What was the driving force inside of Norm?
I don't know if I could really answer that. Yes, you had a job to do and you had to do it. That's about it. You know,
it goes back to what you said about today, maybe.
Yeah.
You just didn't worry about it. You just did it.
You did it. That's right. And whenever you got back from a mission, you kissed the ground. Glad you're alive.
That's right.
Well, I mean, and that's, I think that's part of, you know, what's eroding from our society is that work ethic. It's hard with all the things we've got, you know, as kids now with so many things to do. I mean, when I was growing up, I had a bike and more so probably than the generation before, but now there's so many distractions and, options, I guess, that, I know personally, just in the business I'm in, if I wasn't in this business, it'd be hard, you know, to push your kids to get out and play and do the things physically, not mentally, but physically to, you know, keep them going in the right direction. And I think that it's so important to have the resources like yourself to talk about, you know, how we need to be as, you know, if we were going to turn ourselves around, we need to get back that ethic of work, you know.
That's what's missing today, the work ethic. It's that's unfortunate because it made our country great and it should again. People gotta get off the dole and work. Right. Try to build something.
So what I'd like to do is kind of go on through the rest of your wartime. I guess what would be the – would that be your probably most closest moment to death? Was that being shot down that one time? Were you ever captured or anything like that?
No, we weren't captured. I landed in a tree, and I was unconscious, and I woke up. There were three rifles pointed at me. And strange uniforms. The guys had great big beards on them. And the one guy says, "Englishki, Amerikanski, Germanski." And I said, "American." And he cut me down and hugged me and kissed me. These were the Chetnik people that took care of us. That was really something.
And, I mean, wow. It sounds like at that time the world embraced America. It just like Americans embraced America.
Oh, the Serbian people. You see, there was a guy by the name of General Draža Mihailović. He was a general of the king's army, and the king was deposed by the Tito, the communist. But this general told his people, "You take care of the Americans." And he always did that. And he was a great guy. In fact, I met him, and I had his autographed picture. And in Cleveland, Ohio, where I was living, a friend of mine's father was active in a Serbian church. And so they had a little a memorial set up for the Mihailović. So I gave him the picture and the picture of the lieutenant that took care of us. And I had another picture that showed a whole bunch of Chetniks with their beards and bandoliers of ammunition and rough-looking guys. But I gave it to them, and it's still there, I'm sure.
Wow.
So when you got back to safety, did they give you another plane and put you out of the way, or was that?
Tell us how you got rescued first. No.
Well, there was a gentleman by the name of Vojinovic, Vinny, we called him. He died last year at the age of 95, but he was in the OSS, which is the CIA today, and he put together this plan. They had parachuted a radio man and a medic into where we were, and they got the people together, and they scraped off the mountaintop, made it level. And it took days and days and days of work to do this. But at any rate, he put together this idea of coming in and getting us with airplanes. And the English, because they were in favor of the communist Tito at that time, they tried to shoot the mission down. They tried several times, but it didn't work because this guy stuck to his guns. And they come in with C-47s. Each C-47 had six P-51 escorts. And they come in the middle of the night. In fact, I think it was about 1 a.m, and I was on the first plane out because I was sick at the time. And they flew us out. And they actually ended up, that's what this book, The Forgotten 500, refers to. They actually flew out over time, 500, saved us.
Wow. And there's a book called The Forgotten 500?
Yes, by Gregory Freeman. It tells all about it. And all of our names, there were rescues in the back of that book.
And how could people get that book?
It's available. It's at I don't have the library, but it's available at Barnes & Noble or bookstores.
Wow. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then is it the Halyard Project or mission?
Well, that's the Halyard Project, right.
Yeah. And that's Halyard.
Right. You can get it on the internet.
Right. Great. That's some awesome stuff.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take another break, and we really want y'all to stick around and listen to the rest of the show. It's one of our best shows, I think. And we'll be right back. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show on WGNS.
It's fire season, our family at Farrah Construction Company is ready to help when disaster strikes your home or business.
We know your time is valuable, and you can depend on Farrah Construction being at your place on time.
Hi, I'm Chuck Farrah.
And I'm Carol Farrah. If you're a victim of fire, wind, or water damage, call Farrah Construction any time of the day or night.
893-6120, Farrah Construction.
Keep the number handy, 893-6120. Farrah Construction offers help when you need it the most.
This is Rovin here for All Time Exterminating. We're locally owned by Tim Holder and Randy Bivens, and at All Time, we take care of all of your pest control and termite needs. We also handle moisture-related issues under crawl spaces. The staff here at All Time would like to thank everyone who has used our services and told others about us. Since opening in December of 2006, we have grown from 3 employees to 14 employees because of you. With springtime right around the corner and concerns about termites, wet crawl spaces, and all kinds of creepy crawlies, All Time is offering a 10% discount on all initial services and free inspections and free second opinions. Just call All Time at 615-848-0021 and mention this ad. That's 615-848-0021.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it, new homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service one-stop garden center serving everyone from the beginning gardener to the professional landscaper. If you're growing a garden this year, we have a full line of heirloom and organic garden seeds and plants, mushroom compost, peat moss, topsoil, all the soil amendments you'll need, and we even have both organic and non-organic pest control. With 10.5 combined acres of plant material, mulches, landscape stone, and more, you're sure to find what you'll need, no matter how big or small the project. South Branch Nursery even specializes in hard-to-find and rare plant material. Call us at 893-4030 to speak with a member of our friendly, knowledgeable staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, rock, and offer delivery for any of our products. The arrival of spring brings a lot of new products to South Branch Nursery, like more new plant varieties, organically grown vegetable and herb plants, and lots of new gift items you can only find here. Our selection of pottery is the best in Middle Tennessee. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at www.southbranchnursery.com. With 20 years' experience, our landscape department is professionally trained in the design and installation of landscape, hardscapes, irrigation, and lighting. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh at South Branch Nursery saying come on down to our South Church Street location just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Hi, I'm Tom Vance, Vice Chairman and CEO of First National Bank, McMinnville. As a Rutherford County native, I am proud and delighted to be part of bringing Murfreesboro's newest bank to my hometown. The Murfreesboro branch of First National Bank is now open, offering full service banking at 1708 Gateway Boulevard, just off Medical Center Parkway, across the street from the new Middle Tennessee Medical Center. FNB Murfreesboro brings to this community a history and heritage of sound, solid banking principles that dates back more than 140 years. We know what community banking should be, and we have never wavered in our commitment to our many customers during good times and hard times. Come see us at First National Bank and learn about banking you can trust. First National Bank. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In today's tough economy, there is one real estate team that stands out from the rest. Ann Hoken Associates has built a reputation of success throughout Rutherford County. Ann's professional staging and exceptional service will combine to help sell your home in a timely manner. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoken Associates.
Will you be ready for your retirement? Establishing a good savings habit and finding suitable investments to build your retirement nest egg may make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you're 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. Call Trevor Skipper at Fortress Wealth Management to find out which IRA fits your needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Trevor at 225-8149 to set up a free, no-obligation appointment.
Securities and insurance products are not FDIC or NCUA insured, not bank or credit union guaranteed, may lose value, not insured by any federal government agency, and not a bank or credit union deposit. Securities and insurance products offered by LPL Financial and its affiliates, member FINRA SIPC. LPL Financial and Fortress Wealth Management are independent entities.
You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming live at WGNSradio.com with your hosts, Dave Gober and Dean Higby.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. Just appreciate you listening. Hope everything's going well with your weekend. We appreciate you taking time to tune in to one of our best shows. We have a true American hero on with us today, Norm Alzier, and he's a World War II vet, shot down behind enemy lines in a rescue mission. It's a book, Fortune 500. You can get it at Barnes & Nobles. I probably can get it on Amazon.
It's the Forgotten 500, not Fortune.
Oh,
forgotten.
Sorry. I'm thinking business. Forgotten 500. There you go. The Forgotten 500, and it's a good book. It's got a Norm's name in the back, all the rescued airmen from the Air Force. Now, Norm, going back to what we were talking about, I remember the fact that you had told me that there were a lot of missions, but there were several of you guys who got shot down, and that's where the 500 comes in?
Yes. It's all about the guys that bailed out.
And didn't you say the Air Force was taking the most?
They had the highest percentage-wise of fatalities in all the services.
Okay. So out of all the services, the Air Force suffered the biggest loss?
Yeah, percentage-wise.
Percentage-wise. All right.
I believe the figure is 50,000.
Okay. And going back into that, when you were on a plane, what was your position?
Top turret gunner.
Okay. Did you ever keep count of how many you shot down?
Well, yeah, I shot down three. That's all.
All right. So out of the six guys, how many were on your crew?
Six gunners and four officers.
And how many of them? Do you still talk to them, or are you the only survivor?
Well, no. The tail gunner is has dementia in a nursing home. The co-pilot's in dementia in a nursing home, and I'm the only other one. The other seven are all gone.
Okay.
Were you the youngest in your battalion?
Yes.
And how old were you when you went in?
19
years old. And what was your parents' opinion of the?
No, my parents were dead a long time. I was an orphan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my mother died when I was 8 months old, and my dad when I was seven.
How did you come to the United States? Were you born in the United States?
Oh, yes.
States,
yeah, my father was born here.
But was he the first generation?
No.
In the United
No,
States?
My grandfather came here in the 1800s, late 1800s.
Wow. Did they go? What brought them here? Just the American dream?
I don't know. I guess that's what it was, probably. America. That's why all people came here.
I understand. Well, you know, that's one thing about my family. I never got to meet my grandfather, either one of them, just like my parents never did.
Well, my grandparents raised me.
And I always had so many questions. That's how the same thing happened with my parents. Their grandparents raised them. And I can remember as a child, I always played with the Purple Hearts, and we had his knife and dagger and those things. And I just, it really, it I actually have chills right now talking to you about this because, you know, you have so many unanswered questions when you don't meet people that meet, you know, that you meet and you hear about in life. And I think we lose touch with that sometimes. And it is just your tremendous treasure to this community. And what, when you got out of the war, what was it like coming back to the United States?
Pretty tough. No jobs. There's no jobs to be had. In fact, we ended up what they call 5220. The government gave us $20 a week for a year. And that was it. And we lived on it. And got out in 45. I got my first full-time job in 48. That's wow. How long it took. In fact, the businesses that hired vets, the guys that became veterans, had to take them back when they come back. So I went back to work where I started, and it was 83 cents an hour. That's what my pay was. And I got married in the service yet, and I couldn't live on that. So I ended up on a bread truck delivering bread to stores. And then finally, after not quite 3 years, I went to work for Prudential, and I retired from there.
So did you get into insurance sales?
Yeah. Right.
Now, Norma's moving here from Florida and buying a home, and that's how this all started. Mm-hmm. So for you listeners who are out there wondering, how does this relate to the Rutherford Home Show? I take applications. I meet several walks of life, and this one by far my best one. So I just wanted y'all to know that, you know, that's just one of the beauties of doing what we do on the show and doing what I do in my job is I get to meet interesting people, and I knew immediately I had to have him on the show, and it reminds me of my granddad, can't say enough for him. Being here.
Well, you know, that's what's so hard is, you know, you hear so many stories about coming back and getting back into everyday life. I mean, you go through a camaraderie with your friends, you meet this group of people that you really didn't know until you got into the service, right? Mm-hmm. And then you create a trust and a bond and so many, you know, hopes, and you've got a defined mission. And then when you come back, it's hard to have a defined mission. You have to create that defined mission yourself, don't you?
No, it was tough. It was tough. But, this is the United States. Things usually work out, you know, if you try. But if you don't try, you ain't going to get any place. And, again, like I said before, unfortunately, there's not enough people trying.
And you're very fortunate to you've obviously got some good genetics in you, too.
Well, my grandfather was a hard worker. It was Depression years, and it was tough. But his handshake was his contract. That's the type of person he was.
Yeah, and now you're moving into Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I guess, did family bring you here?
No, my son lives here. Okay, yeah, that's why we came up here.
So, yeah, so you're moving up here.
I wanted my wife to be near him.
Right, and so, in what part of Florida are you moving from?
Largo, Florida, which is near Tampa.
Okay, well, it's you get all four seasons here. That's
yeah. Well,
spring, summer, winter.
I miss not having it. Right. I'm used to the snow in Ohio. You know, I'm a Buckeye, and snow there, you know. I remember right after I was out of service, I was in the National Guard. And in 1950, we had a 6-foot snow. The snow was up to the telephone pole's crossarms. And I got called out on guard duty, had to patrol the downtown streets to prevent looting. Right. And We moved to Washington State to get away from the snow, but Cleveland was nice. I used to do a lot of fishing in Lake Erie, and I'm hoping to do a lot of fishing here because we lived in Nashville in the early 70s for 6 years. I worked for I had a Prudential office there. I ran it, and I fished 4 days a week, year round.
That's great.
Good. Fish 4 days a week.
Well, that's what helps keep you going. I mean, it is. Hey, I'm gonna I'm going to get your name and number because Clint Hester, who he's vice president of our company down at South Branch Nursery, and he does a lot of our design, and he wears many hats, but he is an avid fisherman. As a matter of fact, he's going Monday up to Kentucky after all this rain. He says that's the time to go catch it. So maybe I can get you hooked up with him. He's got a boat, and he knows where all the good honey holes are.
So. Well, you know, I used to, when I was here in Nashville, I used to fish Kentucky Lake. We used to catch slab crappies up there. It was great fishing. We used to go up there quite a bit. And I fished the Cumberland River most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, there's another great thing about Tennessee. I mean, we've got mountains, we've got fields, streams, rivers, lakes. Another thing I heard this morning, Dave, was, you know, that Tennessee has the lowest debt of any state of the Union. I did not know that as far as statewide debt goes. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, but we usually rank number one or number two in personal bankruptcy.
Well, maybe there's something to be said there. So
another story, another
radio story,
show.
another day. So Norm, when you know, so you're coming to Murfreesboro, and what do you think about the housing?
Terrible.
Have you gotten out looking?
It's terrible. If we'd have got here about 3 months sooner, we'd have been in better shape. But we just can't find a house.
Yeah.
that we can afford. We can't find. Every time we spot one, by the time we get to see it, it's sold. We spotted one this morning. We would have loved to have had it. And we called our Tracy, our agent, and it was gone.
And that's something we've been saying every week here.
Yeah, we raised our how high we could go several times. But and the sad thing is, down in Florida, we lived in a mobile. In Florida, there's thousands of them for sale. People are walking away from them, giving them back to the companies. We sold our mobile, which we had $50,000 in, for $6,000.
Wow.
And we couldn't sell it. We had it on the market for probably 5 or 6 months. If we could have got here, as I was on the internet constantly looking for homes here, I found dozens of them that would have been in our what we could afford and what we wanted. And every time, they're all gone. Because we couldn't get up here soon enough.
Well, I tell you what, I think every time there's a plan out there for everything. So I think
just
keep the faith, because it's got you this far so far. And
well, home buying, this would be a breeze for you after what you've been through.
So, well, that's what's good about working with professionals, and hopefully there's an answer to your. Prayers for your home.
We're hoping.
And I'm going to tell you right now, as we welcome you to Murfreesboro, and we're glad to have you, and we really do appreciate your service that you've done for our country, and it's an honor to sit here with you. And again, what you were in the 461st
bombs group,
and with the Air Force, and. On that, we've got probably about 3 or 4 minutes, Dave, to sum this up.
Tell people that, you know, you heard it from Norm. You've heard his story, his background, how he got to where he is today, why he's moving here. If, you know, this show is to help you make an informed decision on your home purchase and what you decide to do in life with landscaping, everything has to do with your home. So, you know, rates are still good. Now's the time to get out there. Inventory is very low. Price points below 250. They're moving just instantly. It seems like I hear stories of just sold in 10 days, full price, sold in 12 days, full price. So get out, you know, get with your professional and get moving. But I'd say today was a great day. Anytime you can hang out with a true American hero, I'm giddy, man. I don't know what else to say.
Well, it's just a great story. I mean, great life, and what does your grandson do, or your son here in Murfreesboro?
My son, he's a computer technician, and he works in the hospitals.
Okay, So the medical field, which we have a brand new hospital here, and it's another big employer to the right. area. So, you know, Murfreesboro, we're very diverse. I mean, we've got the university, we've got
State Farm.
Nissan, we've got the GM plant up in Spring Hill, State Farm, Rich's.
Amazon.
There's so many manufacturing jobs still here for Amazon. Like Rich's and Amazon. I mean, all the small businesses that come with that. Just another thing about Murfreesboro and what a great place to live.
Yeah, one more thing, Norm. Tell people about it's the Forgotten 500.
The Forgotten 500 by Gregory Freeman.
By Gregory Freeman. And it's a Halyard.
It's a Halyard mission.
Halyard mission.
Yeah, that's you could get the Halyard mission on the internet.
Okay.
On Google or Bing, either one.
Okay. Well,
we certainly do appreciate you coming in and taking the time to come up here and do the show with us. We wish you the best on finding your house, and I know it'll all work out for you. And again, welcome to Murfreesboro, and I hope it treats you as good as you've treated your country. I really do.
There's one thing I'd like to say. There's millions of guys like me. I'm not an isolated person. There's unfortunately a lot of them are dead. But there's guys all over this country that did what I did.
Well, and we fully understand it. But like you said, it's not very often that we run across you guys, and
there's not many of us left.
I know, and like you know, like I said, never meeting my grandparents because they you know they gave their life for this country, and
they say there's less than 2 million left.
Yeah, and we don't need to forget that. That's for sure. Again, we really do appreciate it. I hope everybody's enjoyed the show this weekend. We're here Saturdays from noon to 1. I'm Dean Higbee with South Branch Nursery, with Dave Gober with F&B Bank. And anytime you ever have an idea or think of a guest, always contact us. We'd love to keep expanding our portfolio of guests on the show, and thank everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next week, and thanks again, Norm. We wish you the best in finding your home.
Thank you.
This has been the Rutherford Home Show on WGNS.
You've been listening to the Rutherford Home Show with your host Dean Higbee of South Branch Nursery and Dave Gober with F&B Mortgage, a focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling and improving your home's value. Join us next Saturday at noon for the Rutherford Home Show here on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com.